Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Marco, iBank.com. You know that guy, and what a great financial resource that organization is. And Tom is here talking to us about a startup he's excited about. He's get ready to crank out a resurrect, I should say, out of the ashes this Phoenix beer, the brand that you're resurrecting from your great great grandfather who started this thing, or who ran this brewery back in the 19th century. And so, Tom, you're going to you're not ready to really talk about the brand or our website or anything for this thing yet, right?
Not yet. We'll make a big surprise. I hope you'll invite me back.
Well,
and I'll share all about
I expect
it
you to launch it on the show
30 days from now.
There you go. We'll do that. And so, but this is going to be based out of, can we say where it's going to be based
out
of?
Sure. Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Sure.
Where the original brewery was.
That's right.
And you're going to be developing and bottling, or is it going to be on tap?
It's going to start in kegs to the restaurants and the pubs,
right,
and the golf courses.
Right.
And kind of at the more the higher end, and then from there we'll go into the C stores and
right,
then the grocery stores from there with the bottles and cans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a phased in project.
Right. When am I going to get my case?
I'll send you a case.
I need a first case here. But
you'll get a keg.
All right.
So you drink beer, Jim, I'll send you a keg.
I don't drink that much, but I need like a little beer once in a while. So, so now what's the next step? Let's keep this startup going.
Okay, so the next step was a sanity committee. So I went with the head, a guy I know here in Orange County, the number one or one of the top distributors for Budweiser in the country, and this guy doesn't get very excited. So I met with him, and I showed him the cookbook that was created in 1955 by my great-great-grandfather, and I showed him some of the artifacts that have been collected, and you can go to Google, and you can Google it and see pages and pages of artifacts and signs. And he got out of his chair,
Americana.
And I thought he was going to kiss me.
This is Americana we're talking about.
This is a heartland. This is the heartland of America stuff. This is, you know, God and country, and, you know, salute the flag and the greatest generation. And
right.
And he just got so thrilled, and he said what you said. He said, Tom, every distributor in this world I could give you the name of, they'd carry this product in the morning, and they distribute it because of its legacy and the quality that it represents.
The provenance. That's what makes a – if you take an antique that nobody knows anything about, it might be worth $1,000. You put a letter with it that where somebody said, I'm giving you this gift from 1850, and the guy was an officer in the Union Army, now it's worth $10,000.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, what labels do we put on? He says, are you kidding? And he was the chief marketing officer for Anheuser-Busch for 25 years, and they gave him this distributorship here. And he said, we're going to put the old labels on it.
Yeah.
We're going to put these old retro labels on there.
Gold.
I'll design all the labels for you, Tom. I'll take care of it, no charge. He's so excited about it. He says, but you got to promise me I'm going to carry it in California eventually. So that was the first sanity check, which was a thumbs up. And how I start businesses, Jim, again, this is my 14th. I said I get these sanity committees together. If the gates start opening and keep opening, I continue on. When the gate shuts, I say, uh-oh, there's a sign from the Holy Spirit. Maybe we have to stop here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, and the other thing is, I told you in a couple of meetings ago, I hiked 500 miles through Spain, and you can only do that with a cause, and every business you should start should have a cause. And we're kind of marrying an old cause that the family had along with kind of a new one. And to glorify God through fun, clean sportsmanship and stewardship of the great outdoors.
And a beer from time to time.
And a beer. And you can't only enjoy God and some beer. And you know what Ben Franklin said, God made beer. So
But what was it that you said that that Abraham Lincoln said? What was the quote from him?
Ben Franklin said, "God, God made beer. Beer was made by God, so we'd all be happy."
So, see, folks, it's in the book, right?
It's in Ben Franklin.
Something Ben Franklin's book, anyway, right?
Yeah. So, well, Tom, I know there's lots of fun.
Congratulations,
quotes.
And I want to keep up with you and see, hear more about it, how things are going, and
you got it.
And we'll have, of course, I'm going to have to approve this beer at some point before I can, you know, really sign off on it. So I'll need to, we'll need to handle that somehow.
No problem. And we're going to do a little crowdfunding on iBank, Jim.
All right.
So,
all right. Let me know. I'll send you a couple of bucks. Hey, thanks,
Take
Tom,
care,
for being
Jim.
Here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Good luck with all this. Tom Michael, ladies and gentlemen, what a fun story. What a great story to hear. Think about what he learned. Think about, folks, the sanity committee, the checking on the brands, all that. You got to do all those things. These are important startup steps. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.